touch of class to an otherwise shady show at best. Kevin McHale, the Hall of Famer, joining us. We gave him a week off for Super Bowl Radio Row, which, by the way, was outstanding, Coach. Sorry we missed you, but we're glad to have you back. I'm sure you did nothing but golf.
Yes.
That's fantastic. I hate hearing that. Big thing this weekend is KD going back to OKC. I mean, the first two in Oakland kind of don't have the same impact as the first time that he goes back to OKC. I mean, let's face the facts. It's not going to be a pleasant situation when he goes into that building. I kind of think that they are.
I don't think they will.
I think it'll be really mixed. I think you're going to have some fans there in Oklahoma who were really, really hurt by him leaving and kind of the whole thing. And you know, but then there's going to be guys that just look at it and people there that say, man, look what he did for, you know, look what he did for our community. Look what he did for this team. They got to the finals. I mean, you know, he played unbelievable basketball there, won an MVP there in Oklahoma City. I think it'll be very mixed. I really do. I think there'll be a lot of people cheering, and I think there'll be some people booing because they're upset. But I don't, you know, I think it'll be more intensity on the floor with the players. I think you're going to see Russell come out and just try to, like, if you're Steph Curry, you're like, man, let's not get Russell all worked up. He's enough of a problem without him being all upset and getting after everybody. So they're gonna have their hands full with. But I think you're gonna see Russell really, you know, try to put on a show and just try to dominate that game from start to finish, and it'll be fun to watch.
Coach, I know I'm kind of, you know, looking into the future. You know, like I'm in the DeLorean, we're going 88 miles an hour. But do you ever see? Do you ever see KD going back to OKC? I know he had, I mean, outside of the relationships, I know he had the restaurant that is now closed down because I guess people stopped wanting to go over there to that restaurant. It's pretty good, actually. But do you ever see him going back and rekindling that relationship?
You know, maybe later on in his career. I think, you know, you can always go home late. I don't think he'll do that for a while. I think he's pretty committed to being in Golden State and making that work. But, you know, you never know. I mean, I thought when I had a long conversation yesterday with Kevin Garnett, who they're doing a special on him, and I was interviewed him yesterday for a long time. And, you know, Kevin went back to Minnesota, and he didn't leave there with the best feelings about everything. But, you know, that's kind of his home, his roots, as far as the NBA goes. And he talked about that. It was very interesting about, you know, coming back and you know, just trying to help the organization, and he always felt a kinship towards that. And I think, look, there'll always be a soft spot in Oklahoma City's in Kevin Durant's heart for Oklahoma City. And yeah, maybe later he will. But I really believe that those guys are on a mission to try to win a championship, in multiple championships together, and trying to keep that big four together, and, you know, seeing how good they can be and see if they can be a dynasty, which is, you know, they win this year. And, you know, you win 2 out of 3 years. You win. I mean, how many games you didn't win this year? I said I thought they'd win 65, 66 this year. They might actually win more than that, which is amazing. And you know, you start talking about them being one of the top teams ever. And if they can keep this role going for 3, 4, 5 years, it's unbelievably impressive.
All right, look. So, and LeBron he went back, but I don't think he had the circumstances that KD has that would probably keep him from going back right now with Westbrook. But I wanted to get to the Golden State part of the equation. Draymond Green the other night sees a guy that in Kevin Durant that for as good as he is, a lot of people always question his fire desire. Can he get that kind of pissed off mentality when he has to? And he literally gets him going to the point where it's an FU battle back and forth to try and get him pissed off enough to actually show some more fire on the floor. And mm-hmm. then have you ever, I mean, back in your day, you ever have to do that? I mean, thing is, it seemed like back then you guys might just get up in someone's face just because, but I mean, you ever go through that situation?
No, not really, because some guys played really well that were just very mellow guys, but they played with a lot of intensity. They got out there. You know, some guys think that unless you're yelling and screaming and, you know, and punching the guy in the face, you're not playing hard. I honestly think KD could always have played a little bit better defense, but this year, you know, he's leading their team in block shots. He's getting his hands on it. I think he's a better defender now than he was at Oklahoma City, and he's so efficient. Look at it. Look at his numbers. what he's able to do shooting percentage wise. The amount, you know, taking less shots but averaging 27 points a game. He's doing amazing things. KD's just never going to be a Draymond Green, jump up and down, you know, get in people's face, you know, scream and all that stuff. And you know what? So look, I knew a lot of players like that. Like Robert was very unemotional as a player, but
Parrish?
Yeah, Robert Parrish. And you know what? That never bothered me. I mean, I never, you know, so I think sometimes you have people that just, like, if you're not like me, you can't be, you know, if you don't do exactly like me, you're not trying or whatever. I think Draymond is doing it to get him pumped up and probably piss him off so he plays harder. But it'd be hard, honestly, if I was a teammate of KD's, to say too much to him about fire or whatever, because everybody's got a different personality. But, you know, that's just not Kevin Durant's personality. And now, you know, maybe Green knows him way better than I know him, and Draymond, the guys play together. Maybe Draymond's found when he gets into a little FU contest with the guy, he plays better. So, yeah. You know, so maybe he's found that out. I don't know. I don't, you know, for me, when I look at it from the outside in, I look at a guy who's just an unbelievably efficient, good basketball player that can do so many things that I would not, I personally wouldn't be getting upset if he's not showing enough fire, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, let's play a little word association, because we had a lot of things going on Radio Row, too, where we had questions where guys wanted to answer them, didn't want to answer them, or they were very honest in answering them. They were great. But we had a segment about who was the best teammate you ever had and who was the worst teammate you ever had.
Ooh, wow. You know what? I didn't have many bad teammates, so I'd have to think about the worst teammate. Let me see. Best teammate? Honest to God, there was such a high level. I was so lucky and so blessed to play with so many great guys. I mean, you know, ML Carr just pushed you, was a great mentor when I got in the league. Just did a great job of helping me so much. Ray Williams, when I went to college, was a phenomenal, you know, played for the New York Knicks. Unfortunately, he's passed away. Was a phenomenal influence on me when I got there, pushing me and, you know, telling me, man, you're going to be really good. You know, I was a skinny kid, you know, 6'10", 199 pounds, and, you know, we'd play one-on-one and get after it and just battle and do these things. And he was just always like in my corner pushing me, and you know, and he was a great teammate. You know, Larry was a great teammate. I learned so much from Larry just on the approach and just kind of on what was possible in an NBA game. You know what I mean? You see guys do things, you think, hey, he's doing it, I can do that too. And you know, I tell you what, I kid you not when I tell you, like, Danny Ainge is one of my best friends. What a fun teammate to hang around with. Cedric Maxwell, what a great guy. Just, you know, we had so many people.
All right, but enough of the fluffy stuff. Who was your worst teammate?
Worst teammate. Wow. Worst teammate.
You guys had a couple bad apples.
I'm trying to think of really a guy who there's very few I didn't like. I might go with Darren Day from UCLA.
Yep. Yeah, I remember him.
Yeah, you know, I just Darren and I just didn't click. We didn't. So he might have been my worst teammate. But it probably wasn't Darren. Probably just I didn't like him.
Who?
Yeah, we're maybe that's probably not his fault. I might be a jerk, but most of the guys I liked. You know what I mean? So I'm the fluffy stuff is easier because that's the way it was. Like I enjoyed.
All right, but this is an easy one. Top three guys you either wanted to punch in the face or you did.
As far as playing against?
Against, yes.
Oh, yeah, Lambeer.
I figured that'd be up there.
Yeah. Who likes Lambeer? Everybody wanted to punch Lambeer.
Okay.
No one likes Lambeer to this day.
So if I give you two more choices, is it Lambeer, Lambeer, and Lambeer?
Yeah, Lambeer's first, second, and third. I'm trying to think. Hell, there was, like, I tell you who I was scared to punch. Lonnie. Remember Lonnie Shelton?
Anybody remember Lonnie Shelton? You and I have talked about that. Big Lonnie Shelton was nothing to be messed with.
Something. You ran away when Lonnie Shelton came after you. I don't care how tough you thought you were. You hit the exit button, baby. You were out of there.
Yeah, no question about it.
You just thought, like, this is a no win. Even if I win half win, he's going to beat the hell out of me. Yeah, Lonnie was one of those guys that you didn't mess with, and you didn't even think about it. You were just like, okay, I'm going to play really physical, but at a certain point, we're not getting into swinging and just not getting the fisticuffs with that dude. But he was the guy that kind of kept you on your toes. But I tell you, as far as a basketball player, Lonnie was one of those fat I shouldn't say probably
you already did.
See him. Yeah, did I just say fat?
Oh, you did say fat.
Well, Lonnie was one of those heavy, quick guys. He has quick feet. He was weird. Like when you played against a guy who was heavier, and they really had quick feet, he would go by me all the time. Like I couldn't stay in front of the guy. I'd be like, how can this guy go by me all the time? He was really a clever player. He was he was a hell of a player and just tough as nails.
Did you ever get away with punching someone in a game?
No, you always got thrown out.
But I mean, okay,
well,
so you did you
well
punch?
Well worth it.
But did you punch? Who did you punch?
Oh, everybody. I mean, club multiple people, elbow people in the head. Yeah, I you know what? If you didn't want to get kicked out, you just kind of swept through high and hit him with your elbow. There's all kinds of ways of doing things back then that didn't get you thrown out of the game. Like, you know, I never thought getting thrown out of a game playing against guys that it wasn't a fair exchange. Like, you know what I mean? If you're playing against their enforcer and the guy's there to irritate you, getting in a fight with that guy and both of you getting thrown out was a bad exchange, you know? But there was a million different ways to get even with guys. Believe me, everybody kind of took care of their business back then, and you had your little, I always said there was a little no-fly zone around you. You just made sure that you had enough room to do your thing, and just if guys got too close, you had to get them off you.
I get that. All right. So the whole thing with Terrell Owens, Hall of Famer, not Hall of Famer?
T.O.?
Yep.
Mm. Yeah, Hall of Fame talent. But there's a lot of Hall of Fame talent guys that don't get in. You know, not knowing them from the outside looking in, I'd say Hall of Fame talent. But I'd also say that there had to have been some weird stuff because he's not, you know what I mean? With the amount of talent he had, that'd be like, you know, Julio Jones. Like, you know, if he's so, he does stuff that, you know, just amazing on a football field. And if they're not in, something weird's happened. You know what I mean? They've just upset a lot of people along the way. And I don't know. It was Terrell Owens a good enough teammate? Did he help?
Does that matter, though, as long as the stats were good enough? For any Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I think his stats are good enough, aren't they?
Yeah, he's second all-time in receiving yards. That's why I said,
yeah.
Are you allowed to judge a guy off the floor just because of the fact that Hall of Fame?
I think how good of a teammate you are is a big part of it.
Is it?
Do you make everybody better on your team? You're not playing tennis now. Yeah, you know, I know you want to play an individual sport, Joel. You know, you're a selfish individual like you. This is a team sport, okay? You're not golfing. This is a team sport. Do you make your teammates better? And, you know, and that's a huge thing to me. If you don't make your teammates better, I think that's a huge strike against you when you're talking about a Hall of Fame career.
Interesting. All right, last question real quick.
I know you guys disagree with that.
No,
not at all.
I mean, look, if you want to stick around, we can talk about it. Hey, can I ask you a question? You're killing me. Do you believe that the NBA should have goons?
The team should have goons?
Yeah, guys just to come in, like Paul Mokeski comes to mind.
Absolutely. All teams should have a goon. The guy that goes out there and just beats the hell out of the other team's guy.
Yeah, and gets in a fight with a superstar.
I think those guys are important. I wish they get back to that. I enjoy it. Like,
yeah, my boy Nick said it's a dying breed. He's right. But you know what? Yeah. That's coaching, baby, when you got a goon.
It is.
When you got a goon and everybody knows he's a goon and you put him out there as a coach, the other team goes like, oh, no, the goon's out here. Someone's fixing to get hurt.
Got
to
get away from the goon.
Don't come in
the door. Don't get the goonies. All right, Coach, we'll let you go. Go hit some balls. I'll catch up with you. But as always, we appreciate the time and look forward to it next week.
All right, you guys. Take care. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
That's Kevin.